Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about, can a narcissist love you? A lot of people ask this question. They want to know, is a narcissist capable of loving someone? And here's what I have to say about that. First of all, you have to know what love means. And so many people don't know what the meaning of love is. You know, a lot of people, they'll lust after somebody, especially when they first meet somebody within, you know, 1, 2, 3 months, they think they're in love and everything like that. Love is something that grows over time, all right? It's something that you build together. And when we talk about love, love is a willingness to sacrifice for another person, and that person is willing to sacrifice for you. That's true love, okay? When you're willing to put that other person, their needs or what they need above your own, that's somebody that truly loves you, is somebody who's willing to sacrifice their own needs for you, okay? And when we talk about the narcissist, we know that a narcissist is very selfish, okay? And somebody that is selfish is not about love, okay? And that could be in any form. That could be in the bedroom when it comes to sex, all right? A lot of narcissists are very selfish in the bedroom, or they're not worried about intimacy. They're afraid to get too close to someone. A lot of narcissists feel that intimacy is like a sign of weakness, all right? So that's why they'll have sex, but they don't want to get too close because they don't want to be vulnerable. Because narcissists are very afraid of showing their true self, which is a broken person, somebody who's been broken from some childhood trauma, okay? Or they've been the golden child, or they experience, you know, emotional or physical abuse as a child. So intimacy is going to be very difficult for the narcissist. So in order for a narcissist to truly love you, okay, they've got to be able to feel for you, okay? Now, people get, you know, confused because they'll be in a relationship with a narcissist who at times can show them, you know, certain amount of affection, or, you know, once in a while they'll do something for them. But you have to ask yourself, when you're dealing with a narcissist, why is this person with me? Are they getting some kind of benefit by being with me? It could be financial. It could be a status thing. All right. There's a number of reasons why a narcissist, you know, will be with you. And it's usually for your supply, whatever the supply that you have to offer to the narcissist. Now, remember another characteristic of the narcissist. A lot of narcissists cheat, okay? Why do they cheat? Because they get bored and they want more, more, more. Nothing is ever enough for a narcissist. So for a narcissist to truly be monogamous in a relationship takes sacrifice. A narcissist does not want to sacrifice. They want to do what they want to do. And why is that? Because they feel entitled. They don't feel like they're on your level. They don't look at you as an equal. They always have an air of superiority, okay? especially when you're dealing with a grandiose narcissist, all right? They're never going to look at you as an equal. They're going to put you down because they want to always be superior, okay? Narcissists don't build up other people, all right? And when you love somebody, you want to build up that other person. You want to help that person. You want to be that support for that person. And that is very difficult for a narcissist. And people say, well, why is that? It's because they're very jealous, right? Remember, a narcissist is a very insecure person, all right, from what they've been through. So they always, you know, a lot of insecure people, not all, but a lot of insecure people can be very jealous. So when you have a partner that has these kind of characteristics, how do you expect that person to truly love you for who you are? Okay? They may recognize that you're a good person. They may recognize that you have nice qualities, okay? But they still feel threatened by you, okay? Because they never want you to be above them, all right? So that is not somebody who's going to truly love you, all right? So this is what I'm trying to say. So can a narcissist truly love somebody? Not usually. Not usually, you guys. And the other thing that you have to keep in mind, like I've said in my other podcasts, is there's different degrees of narcissism. Like there's people that are malignant narcissists that really have no regard for anybody, that can be, you know, that don't care if they inflict pain on others. And you have other people that have narcissistic qualities that, you know, may be a little selfish here or there, but they, you know, they might be able to, you know, they may feel for you in one sense or another for other things, okay? So you have to really know the person that you're with and look at how they treat you. Look at how they treat you. How somebody treats you is how much they care about you, okay? And it's not just in the beginning, all right? I can't stress this enough. You can't judge somebody in the first 3 to 6 months. A person's true colors, generally, and especially when you're dealing with a narcissist, this isn't for all narcissists, but a lot of them, after about 2 months, you're going to start to see little things where their mask is going to come off, and you're going to see the true character of that person. You're going to see how much effort they start to put into you and making the effort for the relationship. If they're not making the effort after the 3 month mark, then you know that it was all an act, all right? That they got what they want. They locked you in within the first 3 months, and now they're starting to show their true character. Their true character is not what you see in the first 3 to even 6 months, okay? There's some people that later on, years later, their true character is still coming out. There's people that marry people that see things years later that they never knew about that person, okay? That's why you have to really be in tune with things and recognize little red flags and signs that tell you what somebody is about. So when you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, you know, can a narcissist truly love somebody? It's really hard to say that a narcissist can love somebody when a narcissist's number one priority is the narcissist, okay? They love themselves first. They come first. That's why you'll see a lot of narcissists, they'll have, you know, multiple marriages, or, you know, they'll marry somebody and then they'll get divorced and they'll, you know, try to find somebody better. They're always looking for another supply that they think they could upgrade, all right? That could mean anything. Maybe somebody who's in a better social status, maybe somebody better looking. There's a lot of different reasons, okay? So in general, if you're dealing with a selfish person, which is, you know, classic of the narcissist and somebody who doesn't really have empathy or humility for somebody, those are not characteristics of somebody that could love you. And so this is why I tell you, Stay away from selfish people. Stay away from selfish people, and you'll be able to tell by the little things that they do. Are they self-absorbed? Is everything about them? What kind of conversation are you having with this person? Are they talking about themselves the whole time and rarely asking you a question about you? Are they making plans for themselves and not considering including you in on the plans? Are they the priority and not the relationship the priority? Do they put themselves above even their kids, and they're more concerned on their own self rather than what they should be doing and sacrificing for their children? I've got to do a podcast all on this too, narcissistic parents and, you know, the effects on children. But generally, no, a narcissist cannot truly love you the way you want to be loved in a healthy relationship, because you're always going to be struggling with that person. And like I said, it depends on the type of narcissist that you're dealing with too, okay? Because if you're dealing with a narcissist that, you know, is really unbending, you're going to have, you know, a hellish type of relationship with that person, because you're going to be hitting your head against a wall. A narcissist doesn't care generally if you're happy or sad. What they care about is fulfilling their needs. And when somebody loves you, they don't want to see you sad, okay? They want to build you up. That is the true definition of loving somebody, is that you want that person, you want to make that person happy, no matter what it takes to make that person happy. If you have to sacrifice for that person, you'll do it because you love that person and you want to make them happy. When you're dealing with a narcissist, they're not going to care, you know, if you're unhappy because, let's say, they went out all night or they did something to upset you, because, like I said, again, their needs come first. And that is not love, you guys. That is not love. And people will sit there and say, well, then why are they with me? Why are they with me? They could be with you just for convenience. They could be with you for financial reasons. Maybe the two of you are financially dependent on each other and you need each other to pay the bills or support each other. Or maybe it's just security. They could be with you for their ego because they know maybe you're really into them and they like that, but they always want more, okay? You always got to worry about that, because a narcissist is never satisfied. A narcissist, you know, gets bored easily and always wants more and more and more. They don't appreciate. A narcissist doesn't appreciate what they have. And this is what a lot of people struggle with, because they'll say to themselves, you know, I did everything for this person. I was looking good. I was accommodating. I was willing to do whatever they wanted to do, and this and that. Well, you could have been dealing with a narcissist that didn't appreciate that. And that's what a lot of narcissists are like. They don't appreciate all that you do. As a matter of fact, the more you do, the less respect they have for you, because now they think you're a dope and a pushover, okay? And when they think that you're a dope and a pushover, they're going to lose all respect for you and figure like you have no self-worth, because if you had self-worth, you'd have boundaries up and wouldn't be putting up with that crap, all right? Remember about narcissists, okay? Narcissists, they don't look at kindness as, you know, something that is an admirable type of quality. They look at kindness as weakness, all right? So you may be sitting there thinking, well, you know, if I'm really kind to them and everything like that, they're going to love me more. No, they're going to stomp on you more, all right? Because they're going to look at you as being weak or desperate because you're trying too hard to satisfy them instead of having your boundaries in place and respecting yourself and saying, you know what? I will not allow somebody to treat me like this. And I can't stress enough about boundaries. You guys, boundaries are the key to healthy relationships. I see so many you know, relationship questions on social media about, you know, people talking about what, like, oh, you know, he gaslighted me or she, you know, she pulled that crap on me. Well, then what are you still doing there? What are you still doing there? All right. You know, if you see somebody's not treating you right, you've got to step back from that, because if you don't, you're not respecting yourself. All right. And I did other podcasts on boundaries. Go back and listen to them, because it's crucial. It's crucial, because what do I always tell you guys about relationships? You cannot love somebody unless you respect that person. And if the narcissist doesn't have respect for you, which most times they don't, all right? They can't respect you, because to respect you is to glorify you. And a narcissist will not glorify you, because it'll make them feel inferior. And that's something the narcissist never wants to feel, is inferior, by respecting you and putting you up on a pedestal. So in sum, you guys, a narcissist does not know how to love and sacrifice and be in a loving relationship the way you would want for a healthy relationship down the line. I hope that helps you guys. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and share the podcast. Have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description. And you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz.